The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to episode 37 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Congratulations for participating in week 4 of our free 4-week challenge on how to support your child's number sense. Now let's get started.
Welcome to week 4 of our free 4-week challenge on how to support your child's number sense. We are so glad you tuned in and that you sincerely want to support your own child at home. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, you may want to go back to podcast episode number 33, which explains what this 4-week challenge is all about.
So let's get to it. During week 1, we discussed 3 ways that you can share a positive attitude about math with your child. During week 2, we challenged you to play games with your child by hosting a family game night. Last week, week 3, we challenged you to find math in children's books. Your 4th and final challenge is, are you ready for it? Create a counting jar.
Ah, fun! Okay, so this might be new to some of our listeners. So let me explain what we mean by a counting jar. Parents may have heard the phrase, counting collections from your child's teachers. This is the home version of that idea. To create a counting jar, parents can find any type of container, such as a box or a basket, but we prefer a clear jar with a lid. The idea is to have your child choose some objects of interest and then start a collection with these objects and store them in a clear jar or some other type of container.
The idea is for children to collect a number of similar items of interest and to use those items to practice counting. It is important to ask your child what he or she would like to collect to make this activity more engaging. An example of items children might find at home include, let's say, a collection of building blocks, maybe a collection of agates or interesting rocks, or even a collection of toy dinosaurs. I know children love dinosaurs. The number of items in a collection can vary depending upon the level of the child, from as small as 2 or 3 to larger collections of 20 or 30.
Using a counting jar at home will provide your child with rich opportunities to practice saying numbers in order, finding easy ways to group objects, and if you go one step further, you can even have your child represent their thinking on paper, drawing pictures, and possibly even practicing how to write a number.
When your child masters counting small collections of objects, you can easily add more objects and move on to counting larger numbers. Counting larger numbers may lead to children developing their own strategies, and children may use paper cups, plates, ice cube trays, or egg cartons to make equal groups, and then use paper to keep track of their groups. For example, children might use paper to make a tally mark for every dinosaur they count. Then they might circle groups of two and count by twos to find the total number of dinosaurs. Children might also count rocks by placing five rocks in each cup, and then count by fives to figure out the total. If children know how to write the numerals, they could even write 5, 10, 15, and so forth on paper to keep track of the number of full cups of rocks.
The use of a counting jar will help your child develop number sense by understanding the counting process and the relationship of numbers. Children will also learn the importance of problem solving and perseverance. To be successful, children will learn how to organize their thoughts and understand that each object gets assigned one number, which is referred to as one-to-one correspondence. Finally, children will learn the concept of place value and that a group of 10 ones can be written as one group of 10.
Other concepts can be developed as well that will lead to a solid foundation for addition and subtraction. An example would be to ask your child how many would be in the collection if you had one or two more objects, or if you had one or two less objects. Another example would be to ask your child to count the collection backwards by putting the objects back into the jar. It is important for a child to not only know how to count from 1 to 10, but also how to count backwards from 10 to 1.
Okay, so you have 7 days to create a counting jar with objects that your child would find interesting to collect, and then use those items to practice counting. This challenge could also become part of your daily routine during playtime and doesn't need to take more than 10 minutes a day. Not only will you be supporting your child in developing number sense, but you will also be experiencing math in a really fun way.
Right. We are so excited to hear how this challenge goes and what confidence you see developed in your child that can lead to a love of math. Colleen and I, as both former middle school math teachers, know the importance of developing a child's confidence in math at an early age. Sadly, some children at the middle school age level have already lost all confidence in their ability to do math. We don't want that to happen to your child. As your child's first teacher, you can make a huge difference.
You sure can. So let's do a recap. The week 4 challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to create a counting jar and have your child practice counting the number of items in the jar. Make sure to ask your child what they want to collect so the objects will become of interest to your child. If you are a teacher, you can ask parents to bring in counting jars that their students can use in the classroom. Having a variety of counting jars to choose from can be motivating for your students to practice counting daily.
You can also check out our website at 10minutemath.com to find a link to our Facebook page where this challenge will also be shared and where you can find our math mini courses on number sense. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.